Thank the Lord for that song this morning. And truly, the meaning of what we remember this morning, and not just this morning, but really every day of the year, it is about the cross, and it is about the resurrection. And it is about the birth, because at the birth, Jesus came to experience life as we know it, and it gave meaning then to the cross. His humanity coupled with His divinity that gave the impetus to the power of the resurrection that we too could experience life through Him. I'd like to begin this morning with a very familiar passage of Scripture in the second chapter of Matthew. We've written on the board the Star of Promise. I'd like to begin verse 1, Matthew chapter 2. Said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Now, as you all will recall, the wise men were philosophers, astronomers, priests, and in, by some translations, kings. These were men of renown. They were men of position, wealth, power, and understanding and knowledge of that time. And they came seeking the Messiah. They said, we have seen his star. And again, I know that, trust you all know this, just to remind you, the wise men, it didn't say there were just three, it says the wise men. I thought about it this way. I told the children the other day, at a wedding, there's a lot of gifts of money. And if you said at our wedding, we received dollars and cookie platters and spoons. It was more than three people there that maybe different, more than one person gave a cookie platter, and a lot of more people gave money. It didn't say there were just three gifts that we read about. And we also know it was not right when Jesus was born. He might have been up to 2 years old. So there was a lot of time that had elapsed in their journey from Persia, which was up to 600 miles away from where Christ was born. But we find that Jesus, the wise men came seeking him, and it said, we've seen his star. And I wonder this morning, how did they recognize his star? How did they know when they looked up into the constellations, up into the heavens? How did they know it was his star? They were looking for something that was different in the heavens, because they had read the Scripture and they knew that it had been prophesied that there would be a star that would indicate the birth of the Messiah. So these men had studied the Word of God. They had studied the Scripture. Now, over in the book of Numbers, in the 24th chapter, it said, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. There was a prophecy. And these wise men understood that prophecy, that there was going to come a star. Something in the sky illuminated the way to Jerusalem, because they ended up in Jerusalem asking Herod, where is the king that is born? And that caused Herod to be very troubled, didn't it? Because he thought his position was going to be threatened. In verse 3, it said, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. It wasn't because he wanted to find the Messiah in and of itself. It was because if there's a king been born, I want to know where he is so I can kill him, because I don't want someone to take my throne. It said he gathered all the chief priests and scribes. Now, he gathered together those that had studied the Scripture. And this is what I want, is an important point I want us to get hold of. These people had studied the Word of God, the prophecies. And he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Where is Christ? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. There's also a passage of scripture in Micah, in the 5th verse, that says, But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel. They knew the scripture. They knew what the prophecy was. The prophecy that there would be a king born. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And the prophecy was that there would be a star that would indicate the place of his birth. If these men had not studied the scripture, they would not know of the promise. But they knew of the promise because they had read the scripture. And they were convinced of it. The wise men were so convinced of the promise of the Messiah because they saw his star. In other words, they weren't just hoping now for a Messiah. They saw his star and they followed it. They left their home. They had a long journey, but they held on to the promises that they had read about in the prophecy. And as you know the story, they found the Messiah. And the prophets, the prophecies that were given by the prophets, do you know that every single one of them came true? Every single thing that was prophesied about the coming of Christ, it came true. Well, in verse, I want to mention one other thing about the prophets. Daniel is worthy of study, and I know we've studied some in Daniel. But the weeks of Daniel, do you know that there's a lot of confusion, it seems like, on the 70 weeks of Daniel today? But do you know people of this time period understood? Because they knew about the time period that Christ was going to be born. And we're talking about a period of hundreds of years that these prophecies had been given, that people knew by the prophecies of Daniel and Isaiah and Micah. They knew where, they knew approximately a time period that he was going to be born, and it came to pass. But do you know that if you want to know God's promises, you're going to have to study the Word of God? These men knew of the star because they had studied and they had read. And then in verse 9, and we're skipping down here just a little bit. In verse 9, it said, When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Now this was not just, you know, a star gives general direction, but here we find that it was not just a normal star. This was an illumination in the heaven that guided them specifically to the place where Jesus Christ was. They followed it. And it said, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, you notice Jesus wasn't in a manger anymore. He was in a house. He came into the house. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him. They worshiped him. The star led them. It did not lead them astray. The star led them to the place where Jesus was. And this was the burden the Lord put on my heart, was that God had promised there was going to be a star. He promised it. It would give direction. You know that star gave hope as well? People that had read the prophecies of a coming Messiah, they didn't understand what all the Messiah was about, but it gave them hope. And you know, in the darkest of night, when they saw that star, they said, this is what we've read about in the prophecies. That star of the star was promised, but the promised star brought them to the promised Messiah. The prophecies, it was fulfilled, there was a star, they followed the promised star, and it led them to the fulfillment of the promised Messiah. Over in Isaiah, in the 9th chapter, it says, The people that walked in darkness, in the 2nd verse, have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. It was talking about the coming of the Messiah. Because you read on down later in that verse, in verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father." That was a prophecy of the coming of Christ, and it's talked about Christ being the light that shone in great darkness. Israel was in a place of great sin. But do you know there was a light that shone in that darkness? You don't have to turn to it, but I'm going to read you a few scriptures. John 8, Jesus, speaking of Himself, He said this, "I am the light of the world." Now we're talking about a star that led to where the Messiah was. And now we find that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." In Malachi 4 verse 2, it says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." The star was promised. It led them to the Messiah. The Messiah himself said, "I am the light of the world." Where there is darkness, there is light in Jesus Christ. Now I want us to take a step back and read of another example in the second chapter of Luke. And this is a beautiful, beautiful story of faithfulness. Luke chapter 2 verse 25. It said, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel." What was he waiting for? He was waiting for the Messiah. He had read the same prophecies that the wise men had read. And there had been a period of silence of hundreds of years when God had not sent a prophet to His people. But yet we find a man, I believe it was 400 years of silence, wasn't it? 400 years of no prophets, we find a man that had read the Holy Scripture and the prophecies, and he still believed that God was going to fulfill His promise. And he was in the temple serving God. He was a devout man serving Him. And it said, "And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." God had given him a promise that you're going to see the Messiah. "And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him in his arms." Now this is a man that had been waiting for the promised one. And when he saw Jesus, the child, the Lord revealed to him, God revealed to him, this is the one. "And he took the baby in his arms." He took this young child in his arms. And he said, "Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And as you read on, we also read about Anna also staying faithful, serving the Lord. Staying faithful to God, waiting for the consolation of Israel. But it was an act of faith. I want us to get hold of this. The wise men had studied the Scripture. They saw the star of promise. It had been prophesied. It took an act of faith for those wise men to leave their homes and travel for hundreds of miles following that star. And do you know, they weren't disappointed because the star led them to the Messiah. Simeon and Anna knew the promises of God. And even when other people doubted and they questioned and they said, there's not going to be a deliverer, they believed in the promises of God. And they were not disappointed. So where does that leave us this morning? The conclusion is this. The light has come. Jesus said He was the light. The Messiah is here. And do you know we need to seek Him just like they sought for Him? If we want to find the Messiah, we need to seek after Him. We need to seek. We can't stay at home. We can't stay in our little comfort zone, but we need to get up and seek after the Messiah. But in a world of darkness, it is also a very strong conclusion this morning that the promises of God are sure. He promised that the Messiah would come, and we find a few people that still believed it, and they recognize the signs. You know this morning that although there's so much sin around us, that the promises of God are still sure? And I want to encourage you this morning that when you don't see the end of the promise, you see, the star just was an indication of something more. Okay? But the wise men held on to that and they followed that in faith. This morning, if God has promised you something, I want you to know it's going to come to pass. Everything in the Bible that is promised to us, it will come to pass. And that means it is a hope that exalts itself against hopelessness. When we look around, it seems like there's no possibility. It seems like nothing could ever change. But if it was a promise of God, hold on to that promise. Because it will lead you to a place where you're going to find the fulfillment. In the face of impossibilities, hold on to the promises of God. We live in a time that so many people are questioning the return of Jesus. But do you know that just as Jesus came the first time and it was prophesied that Jesus would come again? And when life gets difficult, hold on to that promise that I know the Lord's going to return and He's going to take His children to heaven. That was also a promise. And when things seem so dark around us and life may seem kind of discouraging, folks, I want you to remember that star of promise, what it meant to those wise men. It led them to the right place. Yes, the Messiah has come, but He has left us with many promises. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He promised to give us that simple story we talked about this morning. He promised to give deliverance to the captive. He promised to save us from our sin. He promised to be with us in time of trouble. He promised to be a refuge to us. He promised, here we go again, to enable us to do what we could not do for ourselves. Those are based on the promises of God. And so when I look around and it seems like all is dark, if you will just look up and see that little glimmer of a promise. Was it Jonathan Edwards that said he'd swing over hell with his pinky holding on to a promise of God? I don't want to swing over hell. That's not my desire. But the point he was making was, regardless of how bad it is around you, you hold on to the promise of God and it's fixed. It's not going to fall. It's not going to break. So this morning, think about Abraham. It said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Those wise men, after hundreds of years, they still believed and they saw the promised star and it led them to a place of hope. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. This morning, we have so much to thank the Lord for. He loved us. He sent His Son. He died for us. He rose again. But I'm also thankful this morning for the promises that God gives to me. When He opens up His Word and I read these promises are for you this morning. They're fixed and they're sure. Follow them, all right? Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope this morning. But follow that promised star, the promise of His Word, knowing that it's going to lead you to a place of light, of deliverance, and it is this hope that helps us get up in the morning, isn't it? It's the hope that God's promises are real. I want the Lord to find faith when He returns. I want Him to find us still seeking after Him. And when He comes, we're not going to be surprised. But Lord, I've been waiting for it because I'm still believing Your promises.